You're listening to Lancer Radio, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live 24 hours a day at www.lancerradio.org. Welcome to The Virus. I'm your host, Russell Corona. Today we'll be focusing on rumors and hoaxes involving food. These hoaxes include false ingredients, false effects of consumption, and flat-out lies about food. These hoaxes tend to populate the internet even after they have been exposed, always managing to find a new audience because these rumors prey on our negativity about how food could affect us. In 1978, rumors circulated about Wendy's hamburgers that there were used worms as cheap filler. Later that year, Wendy's corporate publicly denied the claim, and the rumor shifted to McDonald's. McDonald's chose to deal with the rumor on a local level, handing out literature and stressing the quality of ingredients, but the rumors persisted. Finally, in November of 1978, McDonald's held a press conference and stopped the rumors, or so they thought. In April 2014, the worm burger rumor was revisited when the Fox News site, Daily Buzz Live, recycled many McDonald's urban legends, thus reviving the myth for a new generation. The claim had many red flags, the most obvious being, how could such a product make it past the FDA with all the rules and regulations regarding packaging? Secondly, why use worms as filler? Soy is cheap and the public doesn't have adverse reactions to soy as a whole. Also, the amount of worms it would take to fill hamburgers would be enormous and time-consuming and not cost-effective. A pound of ground beef costs around $1.50 US, and worms cost around $6 a pound. Also, why would McDonald's jeopardize a successful business model? And at some point, why wouldn't some employee say something? Another popular misconception is that ramen noodles contain a wax coating. In one version of the email, it claims that a boy in London died from a wax buildup in his stomach. The first instance of this rumor appeared in the year 2000. Furthering the rumor, Health Digest Online made a post entitled "True or False, Ramen Noodles Contain Wax." Later, more than 500,000 Facebook users shared the post, which made it appear true. Some processed foods do contain wax, but it's carnauba wax. These foods include nuts, candy, and fresh fruit. Carnauba wax comes from a Brazilian palm tree and has no adverse effects on humans. In 1997, before this rumor became mainstream, New York Daily News examined Nissin cup of noodles with shrimp and found no wax. Later, Snopes.com examined Sapporo and Ichiban ramen and found no evidence of wax either. People often trust email rumors because they are passed out by someone they themselves trust. Consider this, though. How could a product be FDA approved if it was so dangerous? We aren't the only country to eat instant ramen noodles, and no other agencies or cases have ever been reported. Instant ramen noodles are very inexpensive, and coating them with wax sounds like an elaborate and expensive process. In 1967, a rumor spread alleging that you can get high by smoking bananas, or bananadine. Bananadine is supposedly created by scraping inside of a banana peel, boiling the residue, drying it out, and rolling it into a joint. Writers from the local East Village magazine contend that the rumor likely originated from the East Village Other magazine, singer Donovan's song Mellow Yellow, or singer Country Joe. First of all, no one has heard of this rumor before 1967, which makes it seem shaky at best. The process to make bananadine is also convoluted, and the steps are conflicting. Why would you boil something and then dry it out? And no indigenous people have ever been reported to smoke banana leaves or their contents. And finally, once someone tried it and there were no effects, the rumors should have ended. On March 22, 2005, 39-year-old Anna Ayala discovered what appeared to be a human finger in a bowl of Wendy's chili. The following day, Santa Clara County health officials confirmed the object found in the bowl of chili was a human finger, but investigators quickly ruled out the possibility that the finger belonged to an employee of Wendy's, but were unable to trace its origin through fingerprinting or DNA matching. As sales plummeted, Wendy's offered $50,000 for a reward or information about the origin of the finger. Suspicions heightened when Ayala retained a lawyer and refused to press charges, citing emotional stress. Police then discovered her history of litigious claims, including one against another fast food chain, her former employer, and General Motors.
Units heading up to the code 3 chase.
On April 21, 2005, Anna Ayala was arrested on charges of attempted grand larceny when it was discovered the finger came from an associate of her husband's. He had lost the finger in a work accident and gave it to Ayala's husband to settle a $50 debt. In September 2005, Ayala and her husband pled guilty to conspiring to file a false claim and grand theft. Ayala received 9 years in prison, but it was later reduced to 4 years after a successful appeal. Her husband received 12 years in prison. She was also banned for life from all Wendy's fast food chains. Suspicions about the story should have been raised much earlier. First, no employee was ever reported as missing a finger. Ayala retained a lawyer before Santa Clara County had concluded its investigation, and she had a history of filing similar claims. Her refusal to press charges suggests that she knew the claims would not hold up in a court. On April 1st, 1957, the BBC aired a 3-minute video informing the public of the annual spaghetti harvest in Switzerland and Italy. The segment appeared on Paranorma, a popular show on one of the BBC's two channels. The show averaged 10 million viewers, and the BBC was swamped with phone calls inquiring about the planting of spaghetti trees. The BBC replied, "Put a sprig of spaghetti in a can of tomato sauce and hope for the best." April Fool's Day prank. Rumors affect our perception of the world around us, especially when it comes to food. It's more important than ever to consider the source of the information before passing judgment. Researching the origin or truth behind these claims will put people's mind at ease when deciding what's safe for consumption. This has been The Virused. I'm your host, Russell Corona, reminding you that this podcast is available for download at www.lanceradio.org and is new every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Good night. You're listening to Lancer Radio, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live 24 hours a day from the campus of Pasadena City College at www.lanceradio.org.